With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Question of the week. From the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Martin Kashara, and I'm here to launch this week's question from listener Stephen.
Is it true that if the mass of the Earth were greater, it would render our chemical rockets incapable of reaching orbit?
Since earliest history, we've looked up and wondered what lay beyond the confines of Earth and marvelled at the stars and space. It wasn't until 1961 when we managed to send the first person into space, when the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin orbited the Earth on the Vostok spacecraft, closely followed by the American Alan Shepard Jr. a month later. Would they have even made it up there if the Earth was a bit bigger? We asked Matteo Cerriotti, space systems engineer at the University of Glasgow.
The answer is, it depends. A more massive Earth may not render rockets completely incapable, but it will certainly be harder to launch a given mass into orbit, because a more massive Earth can pull harder on anything trying to leave.
And once the rocket reaches orbit, it needs to be orbiting at a certain speed to avoid falling back in.
I consider it an orbit such as the one of the International Space Station. To move 1 kilogram of mass from being stationary on the surface of the Earth into orbit, which for the International Space Station is 420 kilometers above the surface, approximately 33 million joules of energy are needed.
Since the first space rockets, this energy has almost entirely come from what is a fairly crude but controlled explosion, where hydrogen and oxygen are reacted to give upwards thrust. And all the energy in the fuel doesn't go into pushing up the rocket. There's a lot of light, heat and sound that come out as well. But 33 million joules, theoretically, takes you up to the orbit of the International Space Station. But what if you're launching off a much heavier planet?
Let us now imagine a new Earth, which has twice the mass of our Earth, but is the same volume. In this case, the energy needed is approximately doubled to 66 million joules per kilogram.
Plus, more and more energy needs more and more fuel. Eventually, you couldn't make a rocket big enough to hold it all. So ultimately, a heavier planet would make reaching orbit harder. Although, as Bored Chemist pointed out on our forum, if Earth was big enough, it would turn into a black hole, and that would stop any rocket. Next week, we're coming back to Earth and considering a slightly more biology-based question from listener Eleonora.
Hi, I want to know why my dad shivers when he pees.
Can you help Eleonora explain her dad's toilet quirks? If so, please come join the discussion on our forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum. Or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientist.com. Use the web form at nakedscientist.com/question or find Naked Scientists on Twitter or Facebook. That's all. Until next time, goodbye.
Music in the programme is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.